Now, Kinalach, it's coming up, the biggest Hasidic Yantif of the whole year, Yud Tes Kislev. Yud Tes Kislev is two things. It is the yahrzeit of the Magid of Mezrich, who was the Rebbe after the Baal Shem Tov. And it's the day the Alter Rebbe got out of jail. I'm going to tell you, Mirtz Hashem, the whole story about the Alter Rebbe going to jail, how he got to jail, why he went to jail, what happened in jail, what happened when he got out of jail, and all these things. And this is called the Megillah of Yud Tes Kislev. Just like the Megillah Esther tells all the things that happened by the Purim story. So this is called Megillah Yud Tes Kislev. All the kind of things that happened from the beginning. Now let me explain a few things first about what Chassidus is. I'll tell you a little mashal. This mashal, or parable from the Alter Rebbe, explains to us what Chassidus is. One time, Kinalach, there was a king, a very, very great king. The king had a son, the prince. And one day the prince got very sick. The doctors came. They looked at the prince. And they said the prince is in very great danger. And so the king says to the doctor, "Give medicine. You're the doctor. Give medicine. Save my son." And the king is begging the doctor to save the life of his son. The doctor gives a pill, a special pill. The prince takes the pill. Doesn't help. He gives him other medicine. The prince drinks the other medicine. Doesn't help. He's getting sicker and sicker. He's in very great danger of his life. The doctor gives a shot, a needle, very strong medicine. Doesn't help. Doesn't help at all. Other doctors come. The best doctors come. And they're all scratching their heads and shaking their heads. It looks like they don't know what to do. Finally, one of the doctors comes, a great doctor, and he says, "There is only one way now to save the life of the prince. And this is a way that will for sure save the life of the prince, but it means giving up something very, very great." The king said, "I'll do anything to save the life of my son. Anything at all." And so the doctor says to the king, "King, on your crown, you have many jewels, many different kinds of diamonds and rubies and emeralds and all kinds of fancy jewels in the crown, and of course gold, silver. But in the crown, there is one special diamond that's the most beautiful diamond. The king's special diamond. And this made the whole crown to be specially, specially beautiful. This is the king's favorite jewel. He loved it. Whenever he looked at his crown, I mean, usually it's on his head, but if the king would look at his crown in the mirror and he would look at his crown, the main thing that he loved from this crown was the one diamond, what was the most beautiful diamond in the crown. The doctor said, if the king takes down this diamond, takes it out of the crown, and if he grinds it up into little tiny pieces, and he mixes these little tiny pieces of diamond with water, and if he gives even one drop into the mouth of the prince's life will be saved. But if not, there's no hope for the prince. Nothing else is working." At first, Kinalach, when the king heard that he has to give up the crown, I'm sorry, when the king at first heard that he has to give up the diamond in his crown, at first it was like, how can he give the most special diamond in his crown? when he thinks to himself, what is it for? It's to save the life of his son. The king said, I'm ready, I'm prepared, I'll do it right away, no problem. And right away they took out the diamond. They grinded it up, they ground it up, they smashed it into little tiny pieces. They mixed it with water. The prince's mouth was already closed shut. You couldn't get anything through his mouth. But of course, the doctor said, if even one drop gets in there somehow, that's even enough. You don't have to give the whole diamond. Even a drop is enough. And they took a special little dropper and they put the special water with the ground up diamond into the dropper. And they went to the king, the prince's mouth, and they put it by his mouth, and they opened it a little tiny bit. And they squeezed the dropper, and out came the water, and most of it just spilled all over the place because it couldn't even get through the mouth, because the mouth was open only a little tiny bit. And most of the water was just spilling all over the place. But finally, one little drop went past his teeth, past his lips, onto his tongue, and down his throat. Kinilov, the drop went down into the prince, inside of the prince. He swallowed it, and sure enough, he got a refuah shlema. He became better. He got up and he felt wonderful. The sickness went away, and he was back to his koyach, and he was gesund, and everything was fine. Now, the Baal Shem Tov said, Kinalach, this is a mashal. This story is a story that is a mashal. A mashal means it's teaching us something about Hashem. It's a story that is a true story. What means it's true? Not that it happened. It's true because it teaches a true thing. And this is what it teaches. Who is the king? The king is Hashem. Who is the king of the whole world? Hashem. Who is the child of Hashem? The Yidden. Every Yid and the Yidden all together are like a child of Hashem. Hashem's own son. The prince. Every Yid by himself is like a prince. And the Yidden together are all together the child of Hashem. At first Kinalach, we had the Beis HaMikdash. We were in Eretz Yisrael. We had the Karbonis. We had the Halakite of Eretz Yisrael. We were gesund. We were fine. Our neshamas were gesund. Our bodies were gesund. Jewish life was gesund. Everything was fine. But then, Kinalach, as we know, the Yidden went into Golus. Golus is like getting sick, Chas V'Shalom. It's not the same. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Karbonis. We don't have Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We don't have all the mitzvahs. We don't have all the koichas. And we're in Golus. The Golus went more and more and more and more, like we know from the latter, especially the fourth Golus of Edom is going on so long. And Kinalach, as the Golus went on, the Yidden got more and more into Golus. And the Golus was making the Yidden, Kinalach, to not be gesund. The neshamas were not gesund. Until it came a time where the Yidden were in danger. The Jewish life was in danger. Every Yid, mommies and tatties in Kinalach, there was a danger for the Jewish life in Golus. That is like in the mashal, the prince became very, very sick. And then the king called doctors. Who are the doctors of the Jewish people to help them? Of course, there's also doctors that help you to get gesund. But the doctors of the neshama are different tzaddikim. Different tzaddikim try different things, teaching different things to the Yidden, helping the Yidden in different ways. Nothing was really helping. It wasn't strong enough. It wasn't enough to help the Yidden. Finally, there came a doctor, a special doctor, and this was the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was like a special doctor who had a special medicine. What was the medicine? To take the diamond from the crown of the king. Now, the crown of the king is the Torah. What is Hashem's crown? The Torah. Hashem's crown is the Torah and the mitzvahs, of course. The mitzvahs are a part of the Torah. Even if you take the word keser, a crown, a chaf or a kaf, keser, is 20. A saf is 400. And a resh is 200. How much is 200 plus 400? 600. How much is 600 plus 20? 620. Now, 620 is all the mitzvahs together, because we have 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, and then our Chachamim added 7 mitzvahs, like lighting Hanukkah candles, reading the Megillah, lighting Shabbos candles. These are 7 mitzvahs. I only told you 3 from the Chachamim. 613 plus 7. 13 plus 7 is 20. Okay? 613 plus 7 is 620. 620 is also the number of Keser. The crown of Hashem is Torah and mitzvahs. There are many parts to the Torah, and there are many mitzvahs, like different jewels in the crown. But there is one special diamond that is a part of the Torah itself, and this is Chassidus. Chassidus is a special diamond in Hashem's crown. Chassidus is a part of the Torah. But till the Baal Shem Tov, where was Chassidus? By Hashem and his crown. People did not have it in the world yet. The Yidden didn't have Chassidus yet. It was in the Torah. It was a part of Hashem's crown, just like the diamond was in the king's crown. But nobody had it yet, only the king. And now the doctor says it's time to take out the diamond from the crown and give it to the prince. The Baal Shem Tov said it's time for Hashem to give Chassidus to the world, to the Yidden. The Yidden need Chassidus. Before, the Yidden didn't need Chassidus. The prince was not sick. Why does he have to have the medicine if he's not sick? If you're not sick, you don't need the medicine. But now, kinalach, the prince was sick. The Yidden were in Galus, and they were in danger. They needed a special medicine. They needed Chassidus. And Hashem took the diamond from his crown, and Hashem gave Chassidus to the world through the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov is the one who taught Chassidus. But it's not that he, Chas V'Shalom, made it up by himself. Where did the Baal Shem Tov get Chassidus, Kinalach? From Hashem. From the Torah. He was the shliach. He was the doctor who helped the Yidden. But he took it from the Torah itself and from Hashem himself, who gave the Chassidus to the Baal Shem Tov as a medicine for the Yidden. And as we know, even a little bit of Chassidus, one little drop is enough. You learn one little drop, and it goes inside. It's Machaya the Neshama, it's Machaya the Yid. It gives life, it gives refuah. And so the Baal Shem Tov started bringing Chassidus to the world. After the Baal Shem Tov, the Maggid of Mezrich brought Chassidus to the world, and his Talmidim, and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. Each one became a great tzaddik and a great rebbe and a great leader. And then afterwards, Chassidus started to spread more and more. The Alter Rebbe became the Rebbe of Chabad, and the Maggid had many Talmidim that became big rebbeim and big Chassidish leaders. And now Chassidus was, Baruch Hashem, spreading in the world, spreading amongst Yidden. But, Kinalach, as we know, if there's a very halakha thing going on, somebody gets very upset and tries to stop it. Who gets upset at a halakha thing and tries to stop it? The Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is a troublemaker who tries to stop a good thing. Now, Kinalach, especially since the Baal Shem Tov had a special thing that happened to him. One time the Baal Shem Tov was davening, his neshama went up in the Himmel, and over there he could go into the palaces of great tzaddikim. And the great tzaddikim are in Gan Eden, in special palaces called Heichalos. Exactly that they look like a palace, as we know it, of course, we can't say. There's no buildings up in the Himmel. But there's special places where the tzaddikim are in Gan Eden. Very high in Gan Eden. The Baal Shem Tov went into the palace of the Mashiach. And he said, he asked the Mashiach a question. He saw Mashiach, the Baal Shem Tov. And he said the words, Amosai Kaasimar. When are you coming? I want to know when you're coming to the world. All the Yidden want to know when you're coming. And the Mashiach answered the Baal Shem Tov, Lecha sheyafutsu mainasecha chutza. When your springs of Chassidus spread out through the world, when you teach Chassidus and it's going to spread out through the world, that's when Mashiach is going to come. In other words, Mashiach is connected with Chassidus. Spreading out in the world, people learning Chassidus and coming close to Chassidus, this is a sign that Mashiach is going to come. And the Yetzirah found out about this. And the Yetzirah decided, now, as we know, from the dream of Yaakov and other places, the Yetzirah does not want Mashiach to come, Chas V'Shalom. Because the Yetzirah realizes when Mashiach comes, the Yetzirah is going to be wiped out from the world. Hashem promises that when Mashiach comes, He is going to wipe out the Yetzirah from the world. There's going to be no more Yetzirah in the whole world. The Yetzirah will be finished. No more tricks, and no more Avedis, and no more Shlecht Dezachin, and no more Yetzirah things. He's going to be wiped out from the world. When Mashiach comes, he's finished. Goodbye. And the Yetzirah knows this. He's trying to stop Mashiach from coming. A thing that's bringing Mashiach, the Yetzirah tries to stop it and make trouble. And the more a person tries to bring Mashiach, the more trouble the Yetzirah tries to make for him. Because he realizes how halik it is. And so the Yetzirah said, I am going to stop Mashiach from coming. How will I do that? I will stop Chassidus. I will stop people learning Chassidus. I will stop Chassidus from getting spread out in the world. And now, Kinalach, when it was by the Baal Shem Tov, it was only beginning. And when it went to the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, it was not so much. Then came the Maggid of Mezrich and his Talmidim. It got some more, but the Yetzirah was not yet so worried yet. Hey, I have time, he says. I have time, you know. Why should I right now stop Chassidus? I have some time. Yeah, the Yetzirah is busy fooling around and playing with his toys and doing other things. But Kinalach, there came the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe wrote the Tanya, the Halakha Sefer of the Tanya. And the Alter Rebbe started having many Chassidim. The Alter Rebbe started teaching a lot of Chassidus and having many Chassidim. And not only it was regular Chassidus, it was Chassidus of Chabad, which is very, very special and has a very great koyach. And those Chassidim that were close to the Alter Rebbe, their tefillah and their Torah and the way they were behaving was so halik. The Yetzirah started looking now, I better get busy. Because I see that this Chassidus is really taking off now. This Chassidus is getting a very big koyach now. With the Alter Rebbe, Chassidus started having a very big koyach. And people were getting very, very excited and learning Tanya and learning Chassidus and davening with Chassidus and living with Chassidus and doing a lot more mitzvahs and singing a lot of nigunim and verbringing and making l'chaim. And Kindlech were getting very excited. Before, the Kindlech were not so excited. And now the kiddies were getting very excited. And the chumash started to improve. And the davening started to improve. And the mitzvahs started to shine in the yeshiva. And big lights were shining in Gan Eden from all the Torah mitzvahs in the world. And the chassidus was shining up in the himmel. And the Yetzirah was going around holding his eyes. Ah, my eyes hurt. It's so bright. I can't stand it. It's too much light from chassidus. I better put a stop to it now. It's time that I do my job. Now, Kinalach, how is the Yetzirah going to stop Chassidus? I'll tell you what happened. The Yetzirah, where is he? He's in the himmel, that's true. But he also has a place in the world. Where is the Yetzirah's place in the world? The Yetzirah has a place inside of each person. In your heart, on the left side, there's a certain place over there. In your heart, on the left side of your heart, there's a right side of your heart and there's a left side of your heart. On the left side of your heart is a place that the Yetzirah can crawl in over there. That's where he lives in you. Now, the Yetzirah tried to get into the Chassidim to stop them from learning Chassidus. But as soon as he tried to crawl in there, the heart was so full of Chassidus, it punched and smacked and banged and poked, and the Yetzirah couldn't get in. Every time he tried to get in, so the Chassidus goes and it smashes and pokes and bangs and dreht sein Kopf and hackt sein Scheinik and he can't get in. Or the light is so bright, he can't see, and he lost the way. He says, where is that left side of the heart? I can't get in. It's too bright, and his eyes can't see anything, and he bangs his head, and he can't even find the place to get in. So he can't get into a chassid. Where can he get in? I have to get into the world. And he went into people called misnagdim. Let me tell you about misnagdim. There were yidden at that time, Kinalach. They did not yet learn any Chassidus. They never met the Baal Shem Tov. They never met the Maggid of Mezritch. They never met the Alter Rebbe. These people did not know what Chassidus is. They did not know. Now, if you don't know what something is, what should you do? You find out what it is. After you find out what it is, you can decide, is it good, is it not good? Let's say you never ate pizza in your life. Somebody says, tonight, let's have pizza for supper. You say, I never had that. So what should you do? Of course, if it's kosher and everything is a good hexture, you should say, let me try this pizza. Let me see what it's like. If I eat it and I like it, so then I know it's good. Let's say I eat it and I don't like it. Some people don't like pizza, so okay, at least I know what it is. And next time I'll say, no, thank you. Okay. But what if you say, pizza, no, I don't want pizza, forget it. Did you ever eat it in your life? No, I never tried it, I don't know what it is. So wait a minute, would you like to try some? It's kosher, it's good. No, I don't want any pizza, forget it. In fact, pizza's no good. No, I don't want pizza. Wait a minute. How do you know pizza's no good? You tell me you never tasted it, you never tried it. Can a person say pizza is no good if they never tried it? No, they could say, I never tried it, I don't know what it is, and until I try it, I can't really say anything about it. These misnagdim, these people, when they heard there's chassidus, there's chassidim, instead of saying, what is that, let me find out what that is, they right away said, oh, no, this is no good. No, chassidus, it's a new thing. No, it doesn't make any sense. A new thing in Torah, there should be all of a sudden chassidus. Oh, no, this is no good. Wait a minute. Who says a new thing in Torah is no good? Chas v'shalom. The Torah itself says, the Torah itself says that everything that a Talmid, a student in Torah, sometimes he says a new thing in Torah. Nobody ever said this. He makes up a new thing, but it's a real Torah thing. This brand new thing that this Talmid says was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and nobody ever knew it before except for Moshe Rabbeinu. And sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu knew it, but it wasn't the thing that other people knew. And then this Talmid comes up and he now says a brand new thing that nobody ever knew, only Moshe Rabbeinu knew it on Har Sinai. Or it could be even more. It could be that Hashem gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu and it was also covered. Moshe Rabbeinu had it, but it was covered even for Moshe Rabbeinu, and this student comes and pulls it out from the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu got. But it was something that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Like someone gives you a box. In the box is something, but the lock is on the box. You have the box, it's yours. But the lock is on it, and you never open the lock. So you have something in a box, and even you don't see what it is. And later on, somebody comes, and they open up the box, and they take it out. So you had it, but this person brought it out of the box. Chassidus is such a thing that was always in the Torah, but it was locked up. The Baal Shem Tov came and took off the lock. But these people said, a new thing that came out of the Torah, no, it couldn't be. There must be something wrong with it. It's no good. Wait a minute. Did you ever try it? Did you learn Chassidus? No, we didn't learn Chassidus, but don't tell us anything. It's not good. It's no good, this Chassidus. They were afraid that there was something wrong with it. Wait a minute. Try it first. Look what it is. Don't start saying it's no good before you know. Give it a chance. No, don't. We don't need this. No, it must be something wrong. Wait a minute. Kinalach, it didn't make any sense. The Yetzer Hara jumped into these people. He jumped into these people that were afraid of a new thing, that never gave Chassidus a chance. And instead of they should say, what is it? Let's try it. They became afraid of it. For no good reason. Of course, Kinalach, if somebody comes along and says, I have a new thing, try it, it's not always good. You have to be sometimes careful what the new thing is. But these Hasidim were from a Yidden. They were acting in the way of Torah. They were not Chas Shalom coming and doing things against the Torah. If these Yidden are great Talmidei Chachamim and they have Yiras Shamayim and they're learning Hasidus, look into it to see what it is. Don't right away say it's no good. The Yetzer Hara jumped into these people's hearts. It made them afraid. It made them talk against. It made machlokes. And they started talking against Chassidus. And they started to even make trouble for the Chassidim. And if their own kids would talk about Chassidim, they said, stay still! Don't talk about Chassidus in this house. Don't talk about Chassidim in this house. We don't want to hear about it. But Tati, we heard that the Tanya is a very halakha sefer. I would like to get one and bring it in the house. Nay! This is my house! Harais! No Tanya in the house! No! Well, why, Tati? Did you ever learn it? No, I didn't learn it. It's no good. But Tati, why you say it's no good? They say it's very special and it brings the neshama close to Hashem. Damn, Baba Mises! The Kinalach, the Yetzer Hara was making a thing like, there's no seichel over here. How can you say a thing is no good before you know? These people were called misnagdim. They became against Chassidus. They were afraid of it. The two places that were full of these people was Vilna and another town called Shklov. Everybody over there, Kinalach, they would always say, Chassidus is no good, the Alter Rebbe is no good, Chassidus is no good, the Tanya is no good, the Chassidim are no good. All of this kind of thing that made machlekes. Now, Kinalach, because Chassidus was so halik, and this was a thing that's going to bring Mashiach, and this is a thing that's going to help the Yidden so much, that's why the Yetzer Hara put so much koyach against it. The Yetzer Hara looked into the world and is seeing who is the one that has the biggest koyach of Chassidus. Who is the one in the world that is doing the most to teach Chassidus, to spread Chassidus, and to bring Mashiach? And he saw the Alter Rebbe,